This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shweta Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on 29th of September, that is Tuesday. Well, Indian markets closed marginally in the red on Tuesday, tracking muted trends seen in the global markets. Now, Sensex failed to hold on to 38,000, while the Nifty 50 closed marginally in the red but above 11,200 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex was down just 8 points to close at 37,973, while the Nifty 50 was down 5 points to close at 11,222. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index fell 0.16% and the small-cap index was down by just 0.01%, or you could say that it ended flat. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in consumer durables, metals, energy and consumer discretionary stocks, while profit-taking was visible in telecom, utilities, public sector and FMCG. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like JSW Steel, Hero Motor Corp and Hindalco. Top Nifty losers include names like UPL, IndusInd Bank and ONGC. Now, let's look at look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the consumer durable index rose 1.9%, followed by the metal index, which was up 1.8%, and the energy index closed with gains of 0.89%. Now, selling pressure was seen in stocks like telecom, which was down 2.1%, followed by the utilities that fell 1.5%, and the public sector index was down by 1.4%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Ambuja Cements, UltraTrek Cements, as well as SRF. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Page Industries, Hero Motor Corp and Tata Chemicals, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Bajaj Auto, PNB and Tech Mahindra. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like InfoEdge, Hero Motor Corp as well as Blue Dart. Now, let's see how Nifty's plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. In fact, it appears that the index has witnessed profit booking as it tested 50-day simple moving average, whose value is placed around about 11,304. Now, in the next trading session, weakness can be expected if the counter trades below 11,180, which could extend towards 11,099 and 11,072. Now, for the bulls to remain in control, a close below 1170 could be considered as initial signs of strength for bears. Contrary to this, a strong close above 11,300 can bring back bulls with an initial target of 11,413. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of ChartViewIndia.in said. Now, for the time being, positional traders are advised to refrain from creating any long positions on dip, whereas intraday traders can short below 11,180 for a modest target of 11,100 levels with an intraday high as the stop loss. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.